Lesson 1. What the World Needs Now. Back in 2000, the United Nations, UN, held a special summit at its headquarters in New York City. Some 192 nations and 23 international organizations took part. The purpose of the conference was to set up what the UN called the Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs for short. The summit's participants named 2015 as the target date for achieving these goals. Generally, the MDGs aimed to ameliorate social and economic conditions in the world's poorest countries. Specifically, the goals included: get rid of poverty and extreme hunger, give children everywhere at least a primary school education, empower women and promote gender equality, reduce the child mortality rate, fight AIDS, malaria, and other diseases, create a sustainable environment. Initially, these goals were met with cynicism. Many critics looked upon them as unrealistic and overly optimistic, impossible, in fact. After all, the situation at the time, particularly in Africa, seemed hopeless. Most African countries were on the brink of bankruptcy. Most Africans got by on less than $1 a day. AIDS, malaria, tuberculosis, and measles were out of control. Tribal and civil wars were being fought in a dozen places. But today, the situation has changed dramatically, says Jeffrey Sachs. Sachs is the director of the Earth Institute of Columbia University and a longtime fighter in the war against world poverty. Sachs believes that now cynicism has been replaced by hope. Thanks to stepped-up efforts by African governments and increased aid from rich countries, real progress has been made, he says. Economic conditions are improving throughout the continent. Extreme poverty and hunger are declining. AIDS is in decline, too, because millions of Africans are receiving antiretroviral treatment. And wider distribution of bed nets has cut deaths from malaria decisively. In September 2010, a follow-up summit was held at the UN. This time, the purpose was to assess how much progress had been made towards realizing these goals. Although there is still a long way to go, the summit concluded, the Millennium Development Goals are now within reach. And they still represent, says Jeffrey Sachs, our most realistic path to giving the world what it most urgently needs right now.